the Shapeshifter. I'm still working my way through from front cover to back cover, the book Writer's Journey, second edition, Mythic Structure for Writers by Christopher Vogler. And I'm up to the section, I'm still in the first section where he's going through the different archetypes. And one of the things I'd forgotten about the book, again, because I've never read it from cover to cover, I've always read it sort of one bit here or there. You know, someone uses a term from Vogler and I rush off to my Vogler and look it up. So here comes Karina with the alcohol. Excellent. Just saying, here you are with the alcohol. I've just finished reading about the Herald, the Threshold Guardian, and the Shapeshifter. The Shapeshifter reminds me just how much of this Vogler is built on Carl Jung and his archetypes, or energies, I think, as he calls it. In the case of the Shapeshifter, the energy of the animus, or anima. It's funny, admittedly, I'm not an expert on Carl Jung or Freud. I read a little bit of Freud at university. I don't think I read any Jung. And it's hard to believe that people believed this stuff, holus bolus, this idea of collectus unconscious. And I guess it was very much an emerging field in psychology. It probably still is. It's a field that, you know, was then under a lot of attack and is now, not just by Scientologists. The idea of the Shapeshifter is a difficult one to grasp. I mean, basically, Vogler points out that the dramatic function of the Shapeshifter is any character or event. And that's the other thing I'd forgotten, by the way, that these archetypes, I had in my head they apply to characters, and that generally one character expresses one archetype. I mean, I knew that some characters could change archetypes, but I'd also forgotten that these archetypes can be expressed by things, events, situations, as well as by characters. So in some ways, although this section of the book is talking about archetypes, it's already talking about structure, because often these archetypes serve a function in the structure or form of the story. So it's as much about structure as it is about characters. But the dramatic function of the Shapeshifter is to bring doubt and suspense into a story. And again, on one level this is insightful and wise, but on another level it's a statement of the bleeding obvious. Of course you've got to have doubt and uncertainty in a story, otherwise there's no story. He gives the example of heroes keep asking, is he faithful to me? Is she going to betray me? Does he truly love me? Is he an ally or an enemy? Then if there are...
My books, is he going to knife him with a...
Yeah, well, the sort of books Karina reads, are they going to knife me from behind? And these, and I guess in more modern stories, what I like to call post-Fight Club stories, the Shapeshifter can even apply to the central character and to reality itself. Is reality as I perceive it? You know, The Matrix, Fight Club, films like this, you can't even be sure if the reality around you is what it is. The reality itself can be a Shapeshifter. The story universe can be... what is the word for that? The story universe. It's gone out of my head. Can be diegetic, that's the word. The diegesis, I think it is. I'm probably not using the term correctly. But the diegetic truth may not be there at all. And then you've got characters that turn out to be figments of imagination, fantasies, projections of other characters. So it's almost like scriptwriter's way of thinking about characters and their functions have now become characters' ways of thinking about characters and their functions. So it's all sort of disappearing up its own anus in some ways. And firstly, I've always liked those sorts of films, particularly so much, you know, in thrillers like Maltese Falcon, Big Sleep. I suppose a more modern example would be The Verdict with Paul Newman, where a character that you think you understand... What's that?
That's modern.
Well, compared to Big Sleep or Maltese Falcon, where a character that you think you understand does a complete 180 degrees and turns out they're not what you thought, they've betrayed you. And often they're often the impetus for that moment that always seems to exist in the third act, where all appears lost before the big comeback. So yeah, still working my way through the book. I am learning stuff. My opinion of it is going up.